Welcome to the cut, man. We got the regular cast of characters. We don't even have like no guests today. It's just us. I'm still working on getting some more people scheduled. We definitely gonna get Raw No Cut on here so he can get us canceled. He was supposed to be on here last week, but I think it's gonna be this the following.
Some ratchets.
He can give us some of his view on women in their place and all that shit. That crazy. Whoa. Shit.
He can't. That's all right. I take a hard pass. Hard.
You ain't got to take a hard pass. Don't be here so you can argue with him, or so bad guy can agree with him.
No, I'll be arguing with him too, because I ain't about that life.
Look, yeah. You got the mute button, brother. Hit that mute on this mofo. He didn't say something too out the pocket.
Yeah, look, I got my shit that I climb out there on the ledge for putting women in their place. Ain't one of them.
Like we all go to the cross or something. We just can't be out here like. So yeah, so I tell her right. Hey, brother. my bride.
He's actually a good dude. I fucks with him.
Is he married? Quick
question. He married. Yeah, he married.
Oh, well.
He believes a lot of stuff about the Bible and how the Bible and how life should. You
know, he one of those people. Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
I got to hear this.
I don't fool with them type of people.
Oh, yeah. That's why it's going to be fun.
It's not going to be fun because I don't like them type of people. Like.
We'll talk about some other things. We'll talk about some stuff that'll get things riled up, and then we'll pick his brain on some other shit. You know, I mean, you can also talk about politics too, because he has an interesting view on politics. He doesn't care for Kamala or Joe Biden.
I can't talk to him, bro. I might have to cancel that episode for me, bro. It's not even worth my time.
I don't get all canceled, you know, hear what he got to say.
I don't care what he has to say.
America's great now. Wants to keep it going.
Like personally, if you are that far outside the pocket of me, I don't even got time for you because it's just gonna be pissing in the wind. Not worth it. I could be watching Netflix.
It's gonna be fun. Anyway, so we got man. It's been 2 weeks since we've been out here, and it's been so much shit going on. So much shit going on. It's kind of hard to even nail all this stuff down. You know, NFL season, look, Jeopardy.
You got to divide it up into segments, bro. You got to have, are we going racial segment, dumb politics segment,
yeah.
NFL segment.
I mean, we'll start out with the big shit, with the elephant in the room, you know, because your president got the Rona. The president has the Rona. A lot of people say,
"Don't
What Pliah say? You want a what? You want a quarantine? Don't quarantine. These people out here, they want a rally. Go do you a rally now. Pliah's crazy as hell.
Oh, yeah. He comes. Yeah, he crazy. Man, he was hilarious. But it's when I'm like, hey, would you want? And then I don't know what to tell you. Like, you. Where Mr. Don't wear masks is not important. Because, you know, I get, you know, I've seen people like, oh, well, you know, you don't want to, you know, put that out there or wish he bad upon somebody. He brought it on himself.
Yes, no. For the shit.
You were Mr. Don't wear mask is not important. It's all a ploy. It's the Dems and the Libs trying to scare you. You got it's these the- fools out here with guns going to Starbucks and Subway. Now you have, I would have been like, ignore it. Just ignore it. No, you don't. You don't have anything.
It's the China flu.
You got the China flu.
He got the China flu.
My favorite part is that we basically know how he got this Rona. Amy Comey Barrett is basically she had the Rona this past summer, right? She had the Rona, and he brought her to the White House in order to do her rounds because he's her pick for the Supreme Court justice. And basically, it turns out everybody that she was in a room with basically now has the Rona, because Tom Tillis was in the room, he got the Rona. It's a couple more people in the room got the Rona. Trump got the Rona, gave it to his wife. Bananas. So explain to me now how you can expect for why she should be a Supreme Court justice when this dummy can't even be smart enough to get keep other people from getting the Rona by wearing a fucking mask.
What do you say? You know, people don't be having masks on. They come up to you, they want to hug you. You can't say no. Shit, yes, you can.
I bet you will now.
No, I should have said no.
Let me ask you this. Does Trump should you be showing Trump empathy? Does Trump deserve empathy that he asked for? Your thoughts and prayers after he got the Chinese virus, as he calls it.
We ain't them old turn the other cheek Christians. You asked for this shit and you earned it. After, good job.
210,000 people are dead from the coronavirus. You called it a joke. You said it was nothing. It was like having the flu. And now that you have it, you wanted to show empathy that you didn't show to all the people that are sick.
I can't show
empathy. And you already knew.
Right. Was those real? Those tapes of him saying that
Bob Woodward,
the coronavirus is worse than your worst flu, and that he always wanted to play it down?
Yeah, that's Bob Woodward tapes. Yes, he said all of that. And not to mention, just last week, he was clowning Joe Biden for wearing a mask and being like that.
And he wears the biggest mask. You ever seen this guy? His masks are so big, they cover his entire face.
In his bunker.
And 4 years ago to the day he got diagnosed, or I think it was maybe the next day, he was laughing at Hillary because she got pneumonia and had to suspend her campaign. So you're going to tell me that we're supposed to show empathy, the same empathy that you did not show for Hillary Clinton 4 years ago today because you got sick and had to suspend your campaign? They're like, Biden needs to suspend his campaign. No, nigga. We'll be having debates with a cardboard cutout.
Hey, you better call
that. That's the only way you're going to talk without him interrupting anyway, with a cardboard cutout.
Oh, that's the beauty. The next debate is going to have to be on Zoom. I'm sorry, what was that?
Mute his ass.
Yeah, I thought so. Mute him.
Hey, part of me believes the whole reason why he even went public with this corona shit is so he can avoid the next debate, because his ass was gonna get trucked again. Because he's I call Trump like a evil genius. But like all evil genius, you do dumb shit like tell the hero your plan. And he does evil genius dumb shit like that. Like, I'm gonna tell you my plan. Like, dude, you dumb as fuck. Stop that. You went to Wharton. You should have some type of intelligence. You complained about Biden going to the University of Delaware. Looked like to me he a little bit smarter than your dumb ass, because he at least wore a mask and hid out for a while.
Not to mention, man. The thing about Trump that's kind of hard to feel bad for is his narcissism. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was like, anyway.
Narcissism.
Whatever.
It's what?
But no.
You about to get muted, cuz.
He knew. 72 hours he was sick. He knew before the debates that he was sick, right? He had extreme fatigue. He was falling asleep. The question that I want to know is what the fuck did they give him that made him scream like a child for 90 minutes after he couldn't, after he fell asleep on the room? How?
It's uppers. He said, "Cuz, hit it right here. Hey, that's just 95.
Yeah, he had that booger sugar. He had that blow.
Booger sugar to get you right. You know, this is what
you do. Get you up. We'll get you right through this debate."
They say he has addiction to cocaine and Adderall.
Whatever one. Crush both of them up and then do a line of both of those? Oh, you own.
You own him. That would actually explain why he acted the way he acted. Bruh, because if you put some of that shit in me, oh, I'm flying off the kite. I'm gone. I'm
straight off the handle.
I'm talking about they're going to be like, hey, why is the president's shirt off?
Like,
these colors?
Because for a minute, I was wondering at what point was he going to say, hey, Joe, let's go outside, take your shirt off. I was like, bro, you about to take this, you about to propose, let's go outside, ain't it?
Because he was just, because I was going to say, and then, like, the stuff he was interrupting with was random as hell, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, when the SEALs go, I mean, I am right there on point to fly the jets.
That's why your son a cokehead.
Exactly.
Bro.
Hey, I brought back football. I brought back football.
Yeah.
When 210 dead.
When he said that he brought back Big Ten football, I was like, if they're how did you I understand that there's 25% of people who are gonna vote for him no matter what. If you're outside of that 25%, how are you still like, you know what? I can't choose between the two. I'm thinking about this guy that brought back football. Big Ten football is he brought it back. He said it.
Yeah.
But it's always like an accomplishment though. Can you communicate that in a, you know, we're all and I think my whole mental step away from the whole thing is not even like a conversation where one candidate can say, hey, I feel that, because even with Barack and John McCain, they was like, hey, he's a terrorist. And he was like, no, ma'am. Hey, calm down. I know I feel you. But no, that's not true. There was a certain level of civility that's just gone now. And you can't go, you know, you can't fight fire with fire. But I would have if he said my son's name. I'm like, hey, what? That's when you saw that slow walk over there, like, now, hold up. And then all of a sudden my mic come off and you like, whoa.
Hey, I mean, but like, let's be honest. Biden called this cat a clown. He told him to shut up. He went hard in the paint.
Yeah.
It's not as hard as you can get for that type of venue. It's just that Trump ain't got the same kind of, I guess, filters.
He don't give a fuck. Whatever come out of his mouth is coming out.
Yeah. And the things about, I will say about what Biden did is that Biden, especially when he talked about his son, one, he defended his son with some Papa Bear shit. Like, yo, my son had drug problems, but he overcame him. I'm proud of him. One, you know what I'm saying? And
say
he's
my
like,
name. I don't give a fuck what he did. He could still be on it. I'm on your ass, boy.
He's like, I could talk about your family, but your corruption. But what I want to do is talk to the American public. And then he looks at the people. Right. He looks at Jim.
Yeah, right.
You can't beat that. How you going? We in here arguing. He like, but hang on, I could argue with you, but what I really want to do is talk to the American public out there. Hey, girl, I see you.
I'm gonna talk to the real ones. He might as well. I'm gonna talk to the real niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because they were me. So
It's like what I feel like with Trump is that, like, basically you have, in my opinion, somebody who has a lane and has chosen to take that lane, but doesn't know how to change in any way, shape, or fashion. Basically, I would compare it to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, she figured out that she had a path, she had a lane, and she was not going to deviate from that path in any way, shape, or form. Dumb as fuck, because I still, to this day, do not understand who the fuck would pick Tim Kaine as their running mate.
He had no upside. No fucking upside.
He was from West Virginia. That's it. A state that you weren't going to win anyway.
You might as well just save face and pick Bernie Sanders as your running mate. Just to get the, I mean, for real, just to get, even from an advertising point of view, to say, you know what, I'm going to bring in a dude that I quote unquote, you know, kind of I beat him, or he's the guy who you know, we seemingly kind of corruptly put out, whatever it is. But so they're like, you know, we're going to bury the hatchet. You my right-hand man. You got the younger voters who really want some exciting changes. I'm the head runner. I'm the one who's been there before. We take this, no problem. But you pick John Johnson or Jack Jackson, which is my way of saying a random nobody. And
Joe Person, which was an actor. Yeah. Literally a guy named Joe Person. Like, you could not have a more generic name.
Like of all the people to pick, there's always a plethora of people to pick. I mean, there are people whom we all know, like Gavin Newsom, Anthony Fox, basically all 23 of the people who were fucking running this time. You didn't pick none of them. None of those exciting, sexy people.
Like, who sold that dude to her?
Tim Kaine.
Like, who job was that? Like, oh, you know what? I got the perfect vice president. I've been looking this guy up. He's really going to be the one to change your campaign. If you just put him in, we guaranteed the W.
Okay, what's his name?
What's his name? Who's going to be?
Tim Kaine. Get with it. Boom, mic drop.
You sure? You sure that's the one? Who was that?
What's his name again?
Tim Kaine. You don't know
him. All right, I guess we're going to run with it. Yeah.
Was he with us? Did he make it to the Final Four? What happened?
Look, I think,
to be honest with you, Tim Kaine didn't even vote for her ass. That's the fucking problem right there.
I feel like she saw him pick Trump, pick Mike Pence, and she was like, you know what? I got to get somebody equally as boring. Tim Kaine. Yes, equally as boring.
I mean,
I remember everyone being like, who? Why? Why would you? Who is Tim Kaine? Why would you pick that person?
I just knew she was going to pick a black woman. I just knew that's what she was going to
do. Or just get Bernie. He was the high, sexy pick. You pick him, like, you know what? We beefed out, but we made up. Let's do our thing.
No, I just thought she was
going to reverse Obama that thing.
Look, yeah, I thought she was going to pick either Julian Castro, Anthony Fox, or Gavin Newsom. Those are the three people I had in mind. And I like, yo, if you would have picked any one of those three, it would have been, you would have changed the game, basically, because like those are, at that point in time, you know, Gavin Newsom was the lieutenant governor of California. And he had ideas and he had ways to run things. And he was on basically every liberal's radar because he had been on Bill Maher all the time. And he just had the ear of the people. Anthony Fox, again, he was mayor of Charlotte. He was the secretary of Department of Transportation. So he had a cachet with, again, black man, smart, could do what he could do. And then you look at the third name that I said.
Castro.
What did I say? Castro. Yeah, he was the HUD secretary, Latino. Smart as a whip, had everything, because you saw what he did this time running for president. So, what the fuck? Where did Tim Kaine come from?
Again, whoever was the salesperson did a horrible job. Like bad guy said, I got a dude. I'm telling you. My man. My boy.
What's the dude that shot Megan Stallion? What's the short dude?
Tory Lanez.
I feel like the same person who told Tory Lanez that he needed to drop an album the day after the Breonna Taylor thing went sideways to talk about that he shot Megan Stallion in the foot is the same person who told Hillary that
Hey, man, you know, this dude just got off of shooting Breonna Taylor. Let's drop an album about shooting Meg.
Exactly.
I'm telling you. Or not.
Don't put it out.
Oh, but no. That's the thing. Because you didn't shoot her. You know what I'm saying? So then it's like you reverse racism in the situation. You didn't shoot her.
Yo.
Here we go.
I tell you that Twitter lit his ass up. It was like, he's like, hey, I get to tell my story in 17 songs. They're like, nigga, that's saying it.
He dropped the whole album. Don't not shoot me.
Yeah. dropped the album. It was like one or two tracks was about the whole situation.
Hey.
And what got me was so many dudes on the ground was like, but I'm like, but what? Like, you could have dropped that track going back at her a month before or a couple days after she said what she said, been like, look, I ain't never do nothing. You waited all this time to drop an album right in the middle of what we're going through now, as if to say, please exonerate me for not saying nothing. And I mean, if he's, I don't know. The whole thing was just weird to me because too many people jumped out the window waiting to, you know, stand by him and defend Meg and vice versa. Like, if
I just feel like some of these people, whoever is doing their PR, whoever is advising them, live in a bubble. I think that what has happened with society is that a lot of people live in these bubbles, and these bubbles are just so impenetrable to any other information that they don't realize the temperature of the room. And bruh, the room is not with you, so maybe you might want to shut your pie hole if you want to ever do anything in the future.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, just say you didn't do it. Like, hey, look, I ain't do it.
Hey, that should have been his first game. I ain't do it. And hey, I ain't do it. I feel like
it wasn't me.
Yeah. But what got me was, I'm like, dude, she never said you did. Well, until it came out that you was trying to be like, well,
The crazy part is she was riding with him until later. And then she's like, I'm from the south side of Chicago. I don't snitch. But this nigga did it, which, hey, that was weird. But whatever. and then people were like, oh, well, he really shot you. You know, and then he didn't say nothing. So it's like confirmation of bias. So when she's like, oh, you shot Meg? And he's like, crickets, crickets, crickets. 3 weeks later, let me put out an album. I didn't shoot her. Wait.
So they got the hottest song out right now. I'm about to use this to my advantage.
The WAP is now a tidal wave. She didn't bring your name up in WAP. And now all of a sudden you trying to be like, yeah, I got the reverse WAP.
I guess these cats is using like PR for PR for dummies, PR for idiots.
They fired all the PR people. So apparently that ain't even a job no more.
I think what's happened, they don't listen to the PR people.
That could be true too.
Because I'm like, if I'm a head of a firm, I've seen situations like this. I'm like, yo, Tori, listen. Now ain't the time, you know. Let's just ease back. We're going, you know, we're going to set you up a nice
real says.
Fuck that.
I'm dropping it out.
He did all this on his live. He was on his live. He was like, yo, I'm going to tell y'all my side of the story at midnight. Cats, you know, waited till midnight, hit the link for the album. And if y'all person was like, hey, listen, we have reclused ourselves from the situation.
We don't even associate with that dude.
That's bananas.
Yeah, it is bananas. That is bananas. Wow. So,
change subject.
Yeah, we're gonna change the subject. What one?
Ooh, can we talk about some? Wait. Can I change the subject?
What do you want to talk about?
Oh, I want to talk about Landon Donovan and what he did, pulling his team off the field after someone used a racial slur. And this was following, he did this previously, when somebody used a racial slur, he pulled his team again. I want to talk about that because it has kind of relation to what's going on with the NBA, the NFL, and everything like that. And
American Soccer League?
Yeah, it's like a U.S. Football League or USFL or whatever. Yeah. But I was using it as a basically as a way of saying it, like, yo, look, Breonna Taylor's killer's going free, right? This shit is probably gonna happen again. Probably I see in about about 2 or 3 months, it's probably gonna happen again.
Okay.
Are we at the point where maybe it's time for us black people to start looking at a strike? Just asking that question, throwing it out there, seeing do we need to follow their lead, and is it time for us to start striking and stuff?
Like, everybody don't go to work, like all black people? Like, everybody just stay at the house for a couple days?
Anything is out there. Propose it, let's talk about it.
I mean, because I think it is time for something drastic. Go ahead.
Here's the thing. When you do stuff, you start doing stuff drastic, I can support you monetarily. I can give you money. Like, that's what I got to give. Like, I feel like people, some people protest in different ways. Some people are like out there in these streets, activists. Hey, you know, these young niggas, hey, y'all have fun. Go out there, burn this shit to the ground, have a good time. And me being one of the older niggas, I will fund this. I will give your money to what y'all do so that you can do the crazy shit y'all do. You know what I'm saying? Like, and also, you know, people politically, like people like Jamie Harrison and Amy McGrath and all these campaigns. Hey, I ain't running. I support you. I can't vote for you. Here's a couple dollars. Here's $5. I feel like that towards, like, you know, Black Lives Matter. Hey, I'm not going to get out there and protest, but I'll give you some money. So this, I mean, all this to say, if y'all want to do something drastic, I'm probably still going to go to work, but I'll give you a couple dollars. I got like $20 on it. So I put some money on it, you know. I might take one day. I'm with you for one day, and then I gotta go back to work. I got bills. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really feel like. What do you want me to do? What do you want from Mike? What would you like for me, other than not me not going to work because I need to work?
You know, I've always kind of thought about this as in everybody has a part to play. And like you said, everybody ain't out there, you know, everybody ain't an out front street soldier, whatever, what have you. But similar to the, you know, civil rights movements, not every black person was in the streets. Some people were, you know, giving donations directly to those who were involved, or they were, you know, cooking. Or you were feeding those who may have been out there, or giving them water, or whatever the case was. Everybody's not. We're all in the same. We're all over the same fight. We just don't all have the same job. Right. So if an athlete or somebody, you know, takes a knee, that's their protest. If you want to be out there on the political end, that's their protest. And if you're not involved in it physically, you can do. You have to give your time, talent, or treasure. You got to give something, because I think what happens is everyone has found a way to critique, to, you know, to detail, or somehow, way, shape, or form, tell everybody else to do what they're physically doing. What are you actually doing? Because, I mean, there are a million different fronts that we can fight on. If you're not an industries kind of dude and you're a political person, give to that. That's what lobbying is. Like, hey, I need you to be on Capitol Hill arguing for me.
Right.
So it may not be to the same level as, you know, the smoking industry or the car automotive industry. But as black people, we have to figure out some way, because we're not a monolith, so we don't all do the same thing. But we all have to be able to push what we want to see forward in some way, shape, or form.
Hey.
So as far as striking, I may not strike, but if I'm fighting, if you're fighting for something that I want, I need to be able to support you in some way. Like, hey, bro, we need, we hungry out here. Can you send some, send some chicken dinners this way or something, my boy?
Exactly. So, yeah, that's what I mean. All this to say that everybody don't help in the same way. You know, I might not strike with you, but I can certainly help in some way if you need that. I'm losing you. Can't hear you. I think we lost him. On another note, I'm reading this article about how Anthony Barr, is his name about Attorney General Barr, was exposed to coronavirus, didn't take a test, and then went to Oklahoma to meet with indigenous people. He out here.
Jeffrey Amherst.
Some old
2020 Jeffrey Amherst got.
Damn.
For those who have no idea who I'm talking about, Jeffrey Amherst was the guy. Jeffrey Amherst literally gave the Indians blankets that people with smallpox were wearing. And it's like, hey, hey, as a show of a welcome show of your generosity, we're gonna give you these blankets that haven't been in, that pretty much have smallpox on them. You're welcome.
Those are early. That's early biological weapon, biological warfare, ain't it?
Yeah,
like, you're an animal, man. You a real. That's some real
piece of work.
You a real piece of work over here. I don't know what happened.
But then you want me to feel bad for the president when you got this one dude who literally.
That's what I'm saying.
Purposely. Like at this point, with you trying to do all these things, whether it be the pipeline or to get the property, hey, I can't trust the fact that you didn't do this on purpose, especially if you're in a place where were there vaccines? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's gonna be like, oh man, we gotta save a lot of these American Indians. Let's give them this vaccine. All of a sudden, you know, and I hate to be one of those conspiracy people because I was always Mr. Man, you can't prove that. That ain't how it work or that. You never know, man. I cannot, you know, see your intentions. Well, I mean, I can by your actions. So if you weren't feeling right. Well, or you were, you know, you had a little coley cold and you still went to meet with people that had no immunity, there's a special place in hell for people like that. Yeah. Who intentionally.
Who knew you'd been and could possibly be asymptomatic and still went like, yo, that's some scumbag type shit.
But then you got people not leaving a house because they scared they're going to give it to somebody else or get it from somebody random on a plane. But you go meet with a group of people.
Exactly. Yeah, that's foul. It's like, that's why it's like when you ask me if I, hey, you have any sympathy for him? No. You know, I don't want nobody to die because I'm a Christian. But if you got real sick.
But there's, you know, correction ain't punishment.
Right.
You were telling people, you were making people to feel a certain type of way because they weren't wearing masks, and you were, you know, empowering those who didn't believe in it or they felt it was unfair or not free to wear a mask. Now you got it. Well, I mean, I felt like you were kind of asking for it.
Yeah.
Dude, you got booed. You were booed at Ruth Bader Ginsburg's field, like her little, you know, her ceremony, like catch the hint.
And let's talk about that for a moment. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, because this is an interesting series of events. Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies, right? Them motherfuckers are so pressed about pushing through that new Supreme Court justice that they got a gathering where they all get together. Ain't nobody got no mask on. Ain't nobody hugging it out, dapping each other up. Happy that we finally getting rid of Roe versus Wade, blah, 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 blah. All of them niggas exposed and now they sick. Like, it feel like it's a little bit, you know.
You earned
every bit of this shit.
You earned every bit of this.
And what do we always say? The people from communities who do that, like, oh, he's a repeat offender. Mm-hmm. And now that he has suffered the consequences of this repeated offense, mm-hmm. yes, there will be people who care about him and say, oh, well, hey, you shouldn't have done it. You shouldn't have been out here with no mask acting a fool. So
if America was transparent or, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying? If he was a kid and America was his parents, this would just be in saying, you shouldn't have did that. You shouldn't have did that shit. You did this to yourself. This is where you are now. These are the consequences for your actions. You did some dumb shit. These are your consequences. You got sick.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Exactly.
You got it.
Anyway. So, Are they because I don't, man, it's a fucking mess. Like, we knew this was going to happen, but so multiple members, 13 to 16 members of the Titans have confirmed it. Not all team. I think it's like 10 players, 13 staff. I mean, three from the staff or something like that, something to that effect. I'm not sure how many it is from the Vikings, but I know there are also some players from the Vikings who got sick. Today, of course, Cam Newton tested positive, and we don't know how long he didn't had it or how long he'd been asymptomatic. They said to test him every day early in the morning. So that means that even if he only had, even if he was only had for a day, like from the time that it gestates to the time it's detectable, a test in the morning, they don't get the results till that night. So that means even if he was just in the facility one day, he was in the facility all day around people that he could potentially give the Rona to. You know what I'm saying? So that's a bad look, man. It's scary. But we both know that that's not the case. He's most likely been at least asymptomatic for a while, which means he's been around, you know, a lot of people that he could possibly give it to. I just don't see how we can continue down this road. Matter of fact, I don't even know how we got here because the NFL had plenty of time. They had plenty of time. They had more time than any other American sport. And yet somehow they sat on their dick for 8 months and did nothing. And then now they're like, I don't know what to do. It's so crazy that everyone's getting sick.
You might have to actually forego fun. You might actually have to forego profits for people's lives. Like, why are we even playing football when I can't go into the grocery store without a damn mask on? Come on, man. Like, with basketball, they were in the, they called it a bubble. Like, y'all got to stay here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you would at least think that they would say, like, all right, we going to have everybody going to be at one stadium, whatever it is.
Yeah, like, hey, down two or three stadiums, these two or three cities. We're going to have private planes. We'll fly out between these two, three cities. It's all you doing.
Exactly. That's all you got to do. Hey, we got these few set up. This is where we, like, hey, everybody was either here or here. When you go back, you get tested when you go back. You get tested when you get, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just seems like it's business as usual, minus people in the stands, yeah. Which I was always like, does it matter? You know what I mean?
It's bullshit. It's bullshit. They showed you. The NFL showed you. And NBA showed you how to not have minimal testing, mandating masks, to have instant testing, instant contact tracing. You know, like, it's not like the NFL is like, I don't know what to do. There is a model. It's being done. The NHL doesn't have any positive tests, and neither does the NBA. And you're sitting here telling me that you can't figure out how to fucking do this shit? No, you're clearly doing it the wrong way. Whatever you're doing is wrong. This is not going to work. And it's going to take losing money before they really, really. Honestly, I was in favor of this to go into a bubble. Like, I didn't figure. I know that it's different. The teams are larger. It is more logistically. But you also make three times the money the NBA makes. So if the NBA can do a bubble, your ass can certainly figure out a way to make the shit happen. Like, I don't know what you need to do, but you need to figure the shit out, you know? Because if you want to play, this is the only way it's going to work. We see it. It's 3 weeks in. Niggas are getting sick left and right. And I know they were like, hey, you get sick, you get sick. They were talking about having like a free agent bubble where if a player gets sick, you can just bring again a guy who's been in the bubble for free agency in. No.
They literally got to have dudes like off the street. They're going to be like, hey, you play? And then with injury.
How much you say? $50,000 a game? Yeah, I want to wake up.
It sounds like fantasy football. It sounds like us. Like, hey, oh shit, Patrick Mahomes sick. I may find somebody else, you know, right quick to start. No, that's not the way life.
And fantasy football probably going to get hit the worst because if they have extra roster spots, I'm going to be like, hey, all the sick players, y'all stay here. We finna go play this game. We finna hit this little business trip. Call it a day. Because you got to look at it like this. If you got a team of, instead of, was it like a 52-man roster, say you add, you know, like two people per position. Mahomes go down. Whoever is up next, hey, Mahomes going to stay here. We going on the road. So imagine all of these random people on these teams winning and losing. Because the game might be postponed, but you got to think, if they have positions for everybody who hasn't contracted COVID, Mm-hmm. Why not? Because I'm like, all these, you know, postponed games got to get played at some point.
They do.
Or unless you just want to call them a tie or have them play flag football to see who's going to get what. Like, all the healthy players, y'all going to play, what, 11 on 11? First one to score wins.
Yeah. Well, see, the NFL wanted to treat this shit like it was a regular injury. Like, okay, well, Cam Newton get hurt. You ain't got Cam, but you got everybody else. The problem is that because he's been exposed and everyone he comes in contact with, that it don't work like that. It's not like an ACL tear. If you tear your ACL, you don't give ACL tears to your whole offensive line. You know what I'm saying? Like, with this shit, everybody he's been in contact with, because Belichick says he always at the damn facility, is also now sick. It's like,
shit.
What are we doing? What is the damn answer? I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do, but I know they're going to miss some games. And it's going to take them missing games and paychecks, like the NFL, missing paychecks before they come up with the right answer. Because whatever they're doing is the wrong answer. This is bullshit. This is trash.
100%. 100%. I'm not mad at the gameplay, but once, you know, on top of injuries, once people start catching COVID, it's going to be a whole nother thing.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole nother thing. Anyway, we're going to transition once again, because we was he talked about this a little bit we was in the lobby. You were talking about getting yourself a gun permit and, you know, and arming yourself from these crazy crap.
As an American.
Exactly. You are my American right. You know, I talked about this weeks, some months ago. I was like, yo, Black people need to arm themselves. Is this the world that we live in? Is this the world that we're going to live in? That's going to be filled with people who out here who give a fuck about you, who willing to shoot you or whatever. You need to have some weaponry with you. You know what I'm saying? It, like, for instance, and I'm not saying this is the right thing, not, you know, the right thing to do, but if someone going to serve a no-knock warrant on your house and come in, shoot, not announcing themselves, if I shoot at you, no person, let's say Breonna Taylor and her family was from white people. And he came, they were serving a no-knock warrant on some white folks, and them motherfuckers shot at the police, maybe killed one of them. Who gonna feel bad for them? They gonna celebrate the motherfuckers as heroes because they were protecting their house. Isn't that what they tell us? You had a right to protect gun rights in my house. The only difference between any of this shit is that Breonna Taylor was a black woman. I have people on Twitter be like, you need to blame Breonna Taylor's ex-boyfriend. No, motherfucker. No, I'm not. Yeah. Because you
he shot lie. At the police first. Like, you don't know what I'm doing in my house. It's a exactly. No-knock warrant, and you run in here. Shit, it's too late to scream police once you're on the inside. That you done already knocked the door down. I ain't heard nothing but click, click. It's time to go.
It's ready. Let's go. You know, at this point. So no white person, nobody is going to let someone bust their door down, come in firing, kill your wife while she's sleeping in the bed. And then you're
going to get me. He's been arrested for attempted murder, her boyfriend. And then the people, like, there were those who were trying to say that, because I don't know how true it is, but they were saying her ex-boyfriend who was in jail on some other stuff. They were saying, like, we could reduce your time if you say she was kind of dipping and dabbling. And he was like, no.
Yeah.
No. And then, too. But the fact that you're willing to, you know, kind of put that out there just shows that this whole thing was some BS.
Mm-hmm.
The so-called gun rights folks are the same ones who paint that scenario with thugs breaking in. But if you don't have your good old rifle, you're not going to be able to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. Which is all they were doing. Like, you can say, oh, police. If I bust in somebody's crib and yell police, that doesn't automatically assume that I am. Like, it's the police. Right.
And the crazy thing is, they probably didn't even hear you say police. All they do is heard the dough coming down, and they walking. What the fuck is going on? Dot, dot, dot. It's like, cuz, you come in, you shooting and shit. I don't give a fuck if you're the police or not. You just whispered police to try to cover your ass. You know, oh, yeah, I said police. How loud did you say it? How many times did you say
it? And no one is corroborating that we said we was the police story. Just one person who was with the police was like, hey, right. I heard police. Everybody around him was like, I didn't. All I heard was bang, 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 bang. I didn't hear no police. It's us. And even the fact the procedure is to have an officer with you, and you know, not in plain clothes, but like a dressed down officer with you. You didn't follow that,
right? And the person they were looking for, her ex boyfriend, was already in custody. So what the hell were you doing at her house? Why were you even there, busting down doors looking for him? What were you trying to attempting to find at the house if you already had him in custody? You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole thing behind it just felt. It felt like it was some bullshit. It felt like like one of the episodes of The Wire. Remember The Wire, where they knocked the dough down and found some money and kind of split it? Like, hey.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're going to go in here, everybody in the other room on the ground, all the guns, drugs, and the dope, they under the mattress. We're going to flip this mattress. Yeah, we only found 100,000.
Right.
The 50,000 is in, you know, that's us.
This some straight, it felt like some Training Day shit where they went fucking sideways, and now they having the CYA cover your ass. And you know, the worst part about all of this is having a brother do it. Like, you know, when you get Daniel Cameron out there, and he's
wasn't
like,
that some bullshit?
Evidence. You need to follow the evidence. What fucking evidence did you have? What evidence did you find that you see? You know what I mean? Like,
we're going to charge you with shooting into the white neighbor's house, but we ain't going to charge you for shooting into the black neighbor's house, and we ain't going to charge you for shooting the lady.
Exactly. That right there, that's how you know they brought a nigga out here to tell you that you wasn't shit. You telling me that they fired into the white neighbor's house and they got charged with that, but when they fought and shot into the ceiling, into the black person's house, you didn't get charged? They didn't get charged for that? Come on, man. That's how they tell you you ain't nothing. As soon as I saw him at the RNC speaking, I was like, yo, y'all not about to get justice. Because there's no way. There's no black person that speaks at the RNC that ain't in line. Yo, man, that's what Republicans do. They fall in line. The fact that he here, there's no way you're getting justice. No fucking way. It's not going to happen.
I stand with the poll. Like, oh, God. Yeah.
And to bring us all back around, get your goddamn gun permit.
as a black person, at what point did you say, fuck this job? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, cuz, this some fuck shit. Yeah, we gonna have to go and put them in jail. Fuck this job. Y'all can fire me after this. Gonna go to jail.
Becky, who is Mitch McConnell's granddaughter, says, hey, you nigga. You need a job. You need to fall in line. You need to stay in line.
And don't that make it just the worst when you're like, oh, bruh, you are completely emasculated in this situation. And most people always make it seem as if like, oh, I would feel that way if it like, I would never, if it happened to somebody. Like, dude, once it happens to you personally, it's too late. You've already set the precedent that, hey, this is what it is. Ain't nothing to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and also this week you had the comment during the debates about the group right. Or whatever that he was saying, like stand by and stand down. Stand down, whatever it was. But I'm like, at this moment, do we just have the president of the United States literally tell a certain militia group,
right?
Hey, I'm gonna need you coming up, so just fall back till I call you.
He says he don't know who they are. So you tell me, you know who Antifa, whatever, one of them shits. You know who Antifa is, but you don't know who the Proud Boys is. Even if that were true, I know you get briefing on both groups. If you don't know who the Proud Boys are, and you truthfully don't know.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody with no Antifa shirt on.
You are. That's because Antifa is not a real group.
Right, exactly.
Antifa is a idea, is a thought. You know what I'm saying? It stands for anti-fascism. I don't want fascism, so I'm out here in these streets. Whereas the Proud Boys are an actual fucking gang of crazy ass crackers who travel all the way 300, 400 miles to guard a fucking Arby's. Come on, cuz. They ain't the same. They ain't the same. Only one of these came armed, legitimately armed. You know what I'm saying? Who think they're real militia. You know who they remind me of? You ever watch a TV show? You knew someone who was like a security guard or some shit, but he really wanted to be police. And he would like hang around the police, drinking coffee with him, talking about, hey, I will be a cop, but I can't pass the fitness test. One day I'm going to get in shape and pass. This these niggas, they want to be in the military, but they old and fat. And their days passed them by. So now they out here trying to guard a fucking convenience store with the AR-15. Who, you know what I'm saying? Nah, sit your ass down somewhere. Stop it.
And then you got what's the black group, in fact, that they are, you know, I can't remember the DJ Master J or something like, but pretty much he has like a black group that is kind of like their own version of that. Like they work the all black. They, you know, kind of have like a militaristic vibe, like a militia vibe to them, but it's a black group. So I'm always like, either way, it's just one of the things where you just feel like, all right, this thing has ramped up to a level that at this point it's all for self. Like, I don't know if, you know, I don't know who's who. I want to go anywhere without the thing on me.
I'm just saying this is that I'm gonna take care of me and mine. Like, I feel like the best thing that most of us can do is, hey, I got something. You come in this house, I got something for you. I got some hot shit for you. You know what I'm saying? It's the reason why I'm here. Because
you ain't got to get ready.
Are you the Proud Boys or whatever? If you come up here, you kick it in the door. Karen or any of these people. Hey, if I gotta take one, that means my family's okay. Or I'm gonna take one of you motherfuckers out with me. One of y'all, somebody ain't gonna make it.
Did y'all see that video of the people in the two black people in the bar? It looked like a white bar. And that dude swung that bottle from heaven and hit dude on top of the head with it.
Nah.
It was this white lady going off with the black lady. And she was like, look, lady, give me my space while we talking. And then her husband came up and tapped on the black lady's husband back, talking shit. And he just turned around, looked at dude, picked up a bottle off the bar, took that joke all the way up to heaven and just smashed his ass.
Honged it.
Like, come on, cuz, you can't be touching people. It's corona out here. You just ain't gonna walk up on me, grabbing all on me.
And on top of that, like, listen, you know how hard you gotta hit somebody for the glass to break?
He exploded that thing.
Oh, you on TV now. He like, yo.
He like, look at it. What?
That Gerber commercial though. Baby was rocking a pamper. You did.
Exactly. Let me tell you what happened to me this week. Somebody's going to daycare. He's doing daycare on Monday.
What's what?
Smart kids off of Gold Hill Road.
Oh, y'all not gonna do old grandma house? Somebody
My mom actually volunteered to watch her because, like I told you earlier, she bored. My problem is that I don't want to burden my mom with full time watching of my son. Like, you coming by, hanging out with him for an hour. Hey, he on his best behavior. When you got him all day and he act a whole, you see that Dr. Jekyll side?
You know, I feel like this, mama, you raised me. So yeah. I said, if you say yes, one more, I'm gonna ask you three times. You gonna watch the kids? You sure? Mama?
Yeah.
You positive?
Sure.
He finna be on your doorstep. You finna be on your doorstep. Because I don't know about y'all, but you know, during the summers where you used to go to the country and stay there all summer? Mm-hmm. Hey, it's going to be like that. Like, hey, you adjust.
Yeah. You adjust. I stayed around my house so long, man. Jesus Christ. I had like three pairs of drawers. My mom left those over there for like a month. The drawers were crusty. Like, hey, no one cares. Good luck.
Did you live though? Did you live though?
Say 3 weeks in, you stop wearing drawers. It's like, you know what? I ain't putting them back on.
I'm not even gonna put them back on. Then technically, that's a sheet of paper.
Oh, man. But what's crazy? Paper. We had at my grandma's house in in a little old town in South Carolina, she still had a line. So I'm talking about clothesline. So man, draws on the line.
What is that thing?
Hey, not my age. Rough time.
I done had the same pair of draws on for a week. Like, don't judge me.
Oh God, damn! Like, you know what? It just,
you know how it was. Like, you'd be a little kid, man, and you would like go to sleep in your shorts, get up, and just go right back outside with the same clothes you went to sleep in. Like, you didn't do nothing. You just went. Well, I had days I didn't wear shoes all day. Like,
well, damn.
Hey,
and get right in the bed with them, ran around the neighborhood, shoe feet on. Well, I say on, like you can take them off.
Black under the bottom. They'd be like, what is happening to your feet?
Straight walking on the sidewalk. So you don't need no shoes? Nah, because I got shoes on.
I'm battle tested. My feet battle tested.
Oh, they've been through it. Hey, look, that's one thing I never got used to. People like, oh, I ran around all the time with no shoes on. Hell no. Bare feet outside? Nah. My feet too light skinned for that.